Aloha, listeners. Welcome to the Zen Tiki Lounge, the tiki bar that lives in your head. I'm Sunshine Tiki. I have a cocktail. I've been sipping it. And I'm taking you back in time. As we said we would prior to our 10-year anniversary podcast, we said that we were going to take you back in time more often. And I'm doing that on this episode of the podcast. We're taking you back to April of 2008. And on the show that day in particular was myself and Pumpkin. We were joined by Harlow and Ebb. Harlow has been, she's dropped by the microphone a few times. I believe that was the only time, no, the one of two times that Ebb ever dropped by. Ebb as an E-B, B, as an Ebb Tide. Yes, that's really his name. And he's a very interesting guy. He's one of those bohemian nomads that literally for his entire life, adult life anyway, has roamed around the country attending events and parties and having random jobs and just seeming to have a very good time. And, you know, that sounds kind of good, but for some people, not having the same job for long periods of time is very scary. But anyway, we're going back to 2008, and you're going to have a drink, at least you may, have a drink called the Tiki, and it has Sailor Jerry rum in it, along with a couple of other ingredients. One in particular that we don't normally put in tiki drinks, and that is cranberry juice. So while that ingredient itself is not kosher, it's actually a tasty recipe. And back in the day, episodes before 100, I do not claim that the recipes were good. I certainly had a lot to learn about cocktails and tiki drinks and rum, and didn't need to learn too much about drinking, but I needed to learn a lot about what goes into one. Well, anyway, so I hope you enjoy this episode. I really don't know what else is in the rest of it. And those of you who are joining us for the first time, this is the Zen Tiki Lounge. This is the tiki bar that lives in your head. And we always have a cocktail. Get the recipe here coming up in just a bit. And we hope that you go to zentikilounge.com and you find lots of cocktail recipes and links to all kinds of stuff like our other favorite podcasts. It's a good time. Okay, here we go. Back in time. Pumpkin.
Why? Aloha, Sunshine, and aloha, listeners. You sound a little constipated.
Constipated? I am definitely not constipated.
Well, that just, it sounded like,
I have had two iced Americanos today. Constipated, I am not.
I just don't get that. How coffee makes people regular.
You don't drink coffee, so would you know?
I don't understand it, but everybody says, I had coffee, so...
Coffee gives your digestive system a sense of urgency.
Really?
That's the best way to put it. But let's have a drink.
Welcome, listeners.
Our
welcome
first
to the lounge.
Drinking
let's have a
song
drink.
This week is from the Bikini Beachcombers, who we heard from before, and this is My Little Grass Shack. So put your grass skirt on and listen along while we drink none other than a banana daiquiri.
Yum, yum.
Now, why are we having banana daiquiri? Well, why not? This is definitely a classic cocktail, but there's a reason to this, or a reason for this, and it's sad. It's very sad.
Now, did you make this up, or did you...
Oh, no, this is a pretty standard... Well, actually, now let me say...
You know, that's one thing you don't, like, when you go to bars and things like that. Usually, there's all sorts of other types, but never really a banana daiquiri.
Well... A banana daiquiri
used
to be very, very popular.
Exactly. Not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore because it was like old school. I think it wasn't nouveau. So now you'd probably find like a banana mango kiwi raspberry daiquiri. You know, they got to throw some shit in it.
Which, that sounds good.
Also, chocolate banana daiquiris are good. So you can follow this exact same recipe and put in a couple squirts of Hershey's Nesquik or some, you know, and you'd have a chocolate banana daiquiri. But anyway.
Don't you have any chocolate?
I don't have any.
No, oh, you bitch! You tell me about a chocolate daiquiri and then you say, okay, well.
So, we're having the banana daiquiri this week because 5 to 10 years from now, bananas may be gone off the planet.
Now, I was so depressed because I try, because they're supposed to be very nutritious, or they are very nutritious, and everyone needs to incorporate more potassium in their diet, etc.
That's right.
And so I try and eat a banana a day.
It's good sugar, good potassium.
Iron,
even a touch of protein.
Protein.
So let me give you the recipe, and then we'll tell you what's going on with the banana.
Yes.
In your blender, pour each daiquiri 1.5 cups crushed ice, 1.5 ounces of spiced rum. We're using Sailor Jerry again. You better believe it.
You are hooked on that Sailor.
And the Sailor Jerry really works with this because it has the vanilla and the caramel flavors in it. And that works really good with banana.
Now, Sailor Jerry, you get at BevMo or this.
You can get Sailor Jerry everywhere now. Everywhere.
Like even at the grocery store?
Everywhere. Absolutely. This next song is also Bikini Beachcombers. This is Sweet Leilani. So you've got your rum, and then you're going to put in 1 ounce of banana liqueur, banana schnapps, and you're going to put in one whole banana, and the banana should be chilled from the refrigerator, not frozen, because frozen banana chunks tend to clog your blender. So I don't recommend frozen banana unless you have a professional like Oster or something
chilled
like that.
Chilled for how long?
Well, at least 2 hours. That'll chill your banana. Then you'll have a nice, cold, hard banana, you know. Peel the banana before you slice it and put it into the blender, because the peel, not so good. So you've got the rum, you've got the banana liqueur, and you've got the banana itself with the ice. And lastly, you want to put in a splash of sweet and sour, or preferably a splash of lemon and a splash of lime juices, and then a touch of simple syrup to sweeten it up.
I think pineapple juice.
Notice there is no banana daiquiri mix in this. There is no high fructose corn syrup. This is a true banana daiquiri, and all daiquiris have lime or lemon juice in them. They do not have a sweet and sour mix added necessarily. They don't have the high fructose corn syrup purees added to them. Kern's nectar does not belong in a daiquiri.
No.
I'm just saying. So what do you think of your daiquiri?
No, it's good. At first it was a little tart, but once I start sucking on it a little bit more.
And you taste the banana.
Yes, and now I actually taste the banana. So this is a very healthy drink.
It sure is. It's mostly ice and banana.
Exactly.
So anyways.
It does make me want something with chocolate, though, because I love the chocolate.
It's really good. Now, I'll say, though, if you're really going for a real good banana or chocolate banana daiquiri, or a tiki monkey, as it would be called.
That really
Yeah, tiki
exists?
Monkey.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to eliminate the lemon and lime juice. Doesn't go good with the chocolate. So skip the lemon and lime and add a squirt or two of a liquid chocolate syrup. And then in your blender and delicious. Now, you got to serve a daiquiri in a hurricane glass or a tall, fancy cocktail glass. It's got the wide mouth at the top, and it's got kind of like the slender figure of a overweight supermodel. That's kind of how I describe this glass. And for the garnish, a couple slices of banana hanging off the top of the rim and a nice long straw. So back to the banana.
It's a glass that's kind of got like a ghetto booty.
So back to the banana. The banana that we all eat today has been around for 50 years. Well, it's been around for thousands of years, but it's been the primary banana for 50 years. And the reason we eat it now.
It's commonplace in the grocery store.
Yeah, the reason we eat it now is the banana that our grandparents were eating was killed off by a fungus. So
I'm going to have to ask my grandparents about that.
Pretty much every last of that variety of banana was killed off by a fungus, and it went around the entire world and killed all the bananas. So this banana just happened to be immune to that fungus, and it also shipped better.
Now, can't these just mutate? Can't they just have?
Well, just hang on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So,
I didn't mean to get ahead.
For 50 years, we have been enjoying this banana that ships well. It holds up to transportation, everything's been okay. In Malaysia, a few years ago,
the fungus that killed our grandparents' banana mutated and has now been attacking our banana.
Oh my gosh, it's like banana AIDS.
It is. It's like super AIDS for bananas.
Oh my gosh.
So, Malaysia and Asia and Indonesia and China and most of that part of the world has already been infected by this fungus, and they are losing their banana plantations.
Oh, that's going to be bad for their economy.
It's very bad for the economy because in some countries, banana and rice are the staple foods. And so bananas are so expensive in some parts of the world now that, you know, the average person can't even afford to eat
one. But we get ours from South America.
We get ours from South America. So they're guessing within 5 to 10 years, the fungus will make its way over to South America.
Wow.
And we will lose, well, because everything moves around the planet. Just like the influenza virus moves around the planet, this fungus is going to move around. What are you looking at?
I'm staring at your chest. You look sunburned. Or is it just the red of the bar?
It would be the red tiki bar.
Wow. I thought you were looking so, like you got some color.
I know this is a lot of information, but this is a tiki topic. I mean, we need bananas for our banana liqueur. We need bananas for our cocktails. And we need bananas for our banana daiquiris. So, does this mean that we will never have bananas again? No, but it means we're going to pay a hell of a lot more for them.
I was going to say, I just go and get my bananas at Trader Joe's every weekend.
Yeah, well, maybe not so much anymore. Because the bananas that are grown in South America are increasingly being shipped over to Asia to make up for what they don't have, meaning what we have left for us is going to be more expensive. So if you haven't noticed, bananas have doubled in price in the last 3 years, and they're going to double again soon.
Oh, crap, I haven't noticed. I just put them in my basket.
They went from about 39 to 49 cents a pound to now the average is 69 to 89 cents a pound. So it's going up. Okay, so now just a little bit of info about the banana. Did you know the banana is an herb? It's not a fruit.
Oh.
The banana tree isn't a tree. It is the world's largest herb.
Oh.
And the banana itself is actually a berry.
Now, where did you find this shit out?
Well, it just so happens that...
Randomthings.com?
I clicked on a news article, and that led to like 4 other news articles. And then that led to me all these science websites. And there was just so much information out there that the mainstream news isn't really picking up because I guess they don't care about the banana yet. Mostly because it hasn't impacted the northern hemisphere of America.
Right.
So, you know, not that many people care. But, you know, the banana you slice up for your cornflakes and everything, you know, you could be in trouble. So, banana's an herb. And the banana itself is the berry of the herb plant. And every banana is a clone.
We were always taught that it's a fruit.
The seeds in the banana, not really seeds. So you can't.
I know those seeds in a banana.
You can't. The little dark speckles right here.
Oh,
see
I
the
never...
little dark speckles inside the banana? Not
oh,
seeds.
I don't think they were
so you infected. Can't actually plant the banana and get more banana trees. The mama plant actually shoots out like a stem, and then that is the baby plant, and then that becomes the next banana tree. But once the banana tree grows and produces its bananas, it's dead. It produces once. That's it. So, and
it's
it takes,
like a bee.
And it takes, I think, 120 days for the plant to grow, produce the bananas, and then they chop it down and either burn it or they chop it up so that it kind of goes back into the ground
well,
and then
yeah,
the new ones grow.
Yeah, but, all the nutrients.
Google the plight of bananas and you will see and hear some amazing things. There's video out there. There's news articles.
I did not know you were so into bananas.
I wasn't till this last week.
Wow.
And that's why I'm like, we need to have a... So maybe next week we'll have another banana cocktail because we need to live it up now while we still can.
Oh my gosh.
Alrighty. So.
Wow. That, I have been enlightened.
We are going to just step back a moment. We're going to have a few more sips of our banana daiquiris.
Come down off of your banana tree.
We're going to let the rum set in a little bit, maybe get a little giggly, and then we're going
to
bring
so
you...
So no more banana hammocks? What are going to happen to the banana hammocks? There will be no need for banana
there
hammocks?
There may be another generation or two of children that grow up not knowing what a banana hammock is.
Oh my gosh.
That euphemism
what
for the male
world,
genitalia
banana,
may go away.
Or banana cream pie? Do you prefer cherry or banana cream?
People may be watching Gilligan's Island 20 years from now and say, what the hell is a banana cream pie?
Oh my gosh.
Mm.
But didn't Marianne make coconut cream?
They made banana cream and coconut cream pie. And I always wondered, where'd they get the tins?
I don't know.
Well,
all I know is I stopped watching. I just hated Gilligan so much.
I know.
Okay, don't get me started.
So we're gonna, like, we got to get to our email segment. We got to welcome some people to the lounge. Tiki mail.
Yay.
Okay, come on. I need a little more. You've either had too much daiquiri or something's wrong with you.
We'll talk about what's wrong with me in a little bit.
That could be a whole show.
I'm tired today.
All right.
I'm
the same well.
Type. So yay. Okay, tiki mail. Let's get on with it.
Well, Curtis has been quite vocal lately.
That's what you
and
were saying.
And
yes.
sent us an email, and he said, you know, I just listened to episode 77. Yes, he's still behind.
We're on 89.
And he listened to episode 77, and he heard us talk about how the spam was so bad that we were thinking about canceling the email and stuff. So he was nice enough to, he set us up an email address in a different account. But then I let him know. I said, well, you know, when you catch up on the episode, you'll find out that
we fixed that problem.
We fixed it. It's okay. But we're going to hang on to that.
That was very nice.
We're going to hang on to that just in case there's another rainy day with the email and we do need to migrate.
Just in case you start getting all of the penis emails and all that other fun stuff.
Right. And just in case. So, Curtis, mahalo. Thank you for that. I want to welcome Sharon from MySpace. Sharon is from Tallahassee.
Florida?
Is that where Tallahassee is? Well, she's from Tallahassee.
Am I just retarded?
Tallahassee. God, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, aloha, Sharon.
Oh, my God. People are like yelling at us because we're so stupid right now.
We want to welcome Poole to the lounge. Not Paul.
P-O-O-L?
Poole. And Poole.
What's the spelling on that?
P-O-O-L. And Poole, his icon is a sparkling blue pool.
Okay.
And so basically, you know, this is somebody who has decided to set up a page for a pool and describes himself as a sparkling oasis to get away on a hot day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So aloha, welcome, Poole.
No pee-pee.
No. There's no pee in this pool. And now, Jeff, as in the Jeff Stein Project, they wrote back and they said it is pronounced Jeff, it's not Geoff. So just in case anybody was concerned.
So it's not like Joffrey Bean.
It's not. And then Bob, but it's spelled B-A-U-B, so you might almost think like Bob or something, but it's just Bob. So it's Jeff and Bob, but spelled differently. Why not? So, you know, we're referring to last week, we played two songs from the Jeff Stein Project, and you can click on the link last week's show and go to their MySpace page, listen to their music. You can purchase their music. Check them out. So let's see what else. Oh, and then on Facebook this week, just one individual, not Sailor Jerry, but Sailor Mel.
Really?
Sailor Mel.
Now, who is Sailor Mel?
Well, Sailor Mel is from California, but not more specific than that. It just says California, which I actually find odd because I thought on Facebook you had to give a more specific region than that. So I'm almost curious how Sailor Mel
only
said California and not like what city or what university or where he works or whatever.
Somehow he's found.
So let me just have a little more daiquiri.
Mm. Are you getting winded already?
Mm.
Too much mail?
Well, you know, a daiquiri, well, a well-made one, it's like a meal in a glass. This is like a meal replacement.
Now, I was just, it's
this
like
is my kind
fast.
Of slim fast.
This is a slim fast.
Just two daiquiris a day and a sensible dinner. That's all you need.
Kirstie Alley, eat your heart out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, now it's Valerie Bertinelli. She's kind of taken over the fat girl plight of the fatties. So it is. It's very
so now
hearty.
You have an email from
now I of course got
Token
a
Yankee.
Our and received an email from our friend the Token Yankee and it,
what's
it
he
was
up to?
Just regarding Girl Scout cookies. And I guess a while ago, of course, we've always been talking about every year we talk about how the Girl Scout cookies, they line them with crack or some addictive
and
property.
I did get my 6 boxes and of Thin Mints this year and I've already eaten 3 boxes. The other three are in the freezer.
That's not bad.
But I left them in the freezer at work.
Somebody's going to get them.
No. So, because actually, there's an office building at work that I don't actually work in. but a friend of mine does. And this particular refrigerator and freezer happens to only be accessible by two other people, and no one ever goes there. And so,
do you have your name on them?
No, because these two people know that if they touch my Thin Mints, they will die.
Oh, okay. So you've already been very specific.
Right. So I have eaten, well, I mean, I shared a lot of them, of course, because then I don't, you know, get fat. And so every once in a while we go up to this building and, you know, we have business or a meeting over there. And then we'll say, like, you want to go back to your office for some Thin Mints and coffee? You know, and that's not euphemism or anything. I mean, we're really having Thin Mints and coffee.
You're really having Thin Mints and coffee.
So I've got three more boxes. I've already eaten three. And I couldn't be happier that this year I have my Thin Mints and they're frozen and they're delicious.
I know. Last year you got the Thin Mint shaft.
I know.
So Token Yankee was just sharing how his favorite are the Samoas.
Yeah.
Those are really good. Okay, they have a really high caloric and fat content, but they are so good. And so he was just kind of saying how we were also talking about how little girls out here, we haven't seen a lot of Girl Scouts out in front of our stores. And he says there,
I only saw a few.
He says back east, they are all on the East Coast. They're everywhere. So I don't know if it's just a California thing or what, but not a lot of Girl Scouts coming around. And then I also received a text from a listener, and it was in regards to our cum tree episode. And so it says, turns out we got cum trees in our store parking lot. So it says, I smell them and see what you mean. So, yes, listeners, when we talk about the cum trees, we are not making this up. There are trees that literally smell like man juice.
And, you know, if you haven't experienced that, we encourage you to go to a botanical society near you.
Now, what was the actual name? You did some research on this as well.
Oh, my God, I can't remember right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember the Latin name, but I'll have to remember that for next week now. Here, I'll put that down here. Cum tree Latin.
Well, you did your research and everything.
I know, but
so
I forget. But
yourself.
I forget, you know.
So, yes, they were in England. They're here in Southern California, because in England was where we first smelled
them. Now, I do recall that they are specific to the Northern Hemisphere. So apparently you won't find them in the Southern Hemisphere.
No.
So, but they are a spring blooming.
Yes.
And fall blooming. Spring blooming and fall blooming. So we've already passed spring. They've already bloomed. And of course, if you're in a colder climate, they may just now be blooming, as Token Yankee was telling us.
Yes.
And so then we can expect to have more of the cum tree aroma this fall.
That would explain why the nasty smell when we were in England over in, what was that, June?
Yes.
Why that was very nasty.
Yeah,
so
not so good.
I'm glad people are recognizing it. We need to get the word out. These trees are disgusting.
Yes. All right. So, if somebody, Pumpkin, wanted to contact us,
they can visit you on Facebook. So
Sunshine Tiki on Facebook. Yes.
You can send us an email at mail@zentikilounge.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can contact us through MySpace, zentikilounge.com at MySpace, right?
That's right.
And like we've said before, our email is all cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer experiencing any penis difficulties.
Well, we get a few, but not so much that I can't delete them.
Every single one was about Viagra, penis enlargement, performance, things of that nature.
Right. Thank goodness.
Well, I think that about closes up our mailbag.
It does.
So why don't you just tighten up those strings? No, is it an actual bag? Like a good old-fashioned mailbag, like off the Wells Fargo.
Well, no, actually, you know,
Pony Express.
You know, since I live here in the lounge and just visit.
Yes.
No, we actually have a pair of macaws that actually fly it in, and
you don't have homing pigeons that bring it in on their legs.
Well, no, because they don't theme well.
Oh, okay.
A couple applied, but I just let them know their services weren't necessary. So
we
have a pair of macaws that deliver the tiki mail once a week, and they delivered on Wednesday, funny enough, but we do the show on Friday.
Right.
And, you know.
So make sure you get those birds, attach it to those birds by what?
Right.
Monday?
Well, and the only thing I have to provide the birds is they have this thing for peanut brittle.
Right.
I Don't know why, but they love peanut brittle. You give them a little peanut brittle, and they come back every week with the mail.
Well, all right, it's time to send the birds off.
Okay.
And close up that bag.
It's so close. Pumpkin and listeners, this just into the lounge, just as I'm speaking right now, just happened.
The hooing pigeon just came in.
No, they're macaws.
Oh, macaws, okay.
This is a tiki event that I thought I should let everybody know about.
Wait, besides, what's that one called? Tiki Oasis?
Besides Tiki Oasis.
Wow.
So Tiki Oasis is billed as the world's largest, but that's west coast of the United States. This is an east coast event.
Oh, very cool.
And it is approximately, well, it's pretty much exactly 1 month before Tiki Oasis out here. So if you want to attend both, it is possible.
Now, we know we have a large family
2 months before,
in
actually.
The Midwest.
We do.
So they could go either way.
So they could go to the Hookie Lau.
Hookie,
which
hookie,
is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, of course, they say in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Sure.
So just watch out for the old people and, you know, make sure that you have the higher or the lower deductible for your insurance, because, you know, it's not a good place to be driving.
So when is this? What day?
This is June 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can get full details.
Florida.
Full details and online tickets at thehookielau.com. And Hookie Lau is spelled H-U-K-I-L-A-U. But if you didn't already know that, you're just not much of a fan.
We'll throw
right. So it is billed as 4 days of intoxicating tunes. I like that. Take home tiki treasures, exotic educational seminars, mesmerizing performances.
Wait, you said exotic seminars?
Educational seminars.
That's, oh.
Mesmerizing performances. And of course, an unforgettable evening at the legendary Maikai. Now, if you... Well, that is one of the best tiki bar / lounges on the East Coast.
Oh,
so,
my.
So, like out here for Tiki Oasis, everybody meets at Bally High on Shelter Island. Out for the Hookie Lau, they meet at Maikai.
Mm.
So,
now, how long has that been around? Do you know?
I don't know exactly how long it's been around.
Well,
but
what did I do then?
It also says, experience Polynesia in America's vacation land. Now, let me tell you a couple of the artists that'll be there. Well, Beach Bum Berry will be there, and he'll be doing a cocktail symposium,
Coast, right?
which I was lucky enough to see last year. Charles Phoenix, he'll take you a vintage trip, that's the daiquiri talking.
Have some more to drink.
A vintage trip through Polynesian kitsch paradise with an exclusive slideshow.
Oh, wow, a slideshow. Is he going to hang a sheet?
Well, I hope. Anyways, the Martini Kings will be there. We saw them last year.
Right.
Very nice. Very good group. And I got two of their CDs last year. There's Torchy Taboo and Hot Lava. Scandalous Burlesque.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound good? Torchy Taboo and Hot Lava.
Now, are these bands or are these actual performance groups?
That's a performance group. King Kukulele, who was the MC at... Tiki Oasis last year, which you believe, we both said he's cheesy.
He's totally cheesy, and he lets his kids get up and rock the mic.
Right, but you know what? It fits in a way.
Yeah,
so,
no, it was okay. It was fine.
Let's see, who else is going
to
be there?
Some time.
Marina the Mermaid. Now, remember, Marina joined us on MySpace.
Yeah.
And the wondrous beauty from the deep... swims in the Rec Bar. So also down near Fort Lauderdale.
There's a mermaid
if
bar.
You visit the Rec Bar,
yeah, they
right
actually
there
have mermaids.
In the bar, underwater mermaids.
They do.
Real live underwater mermaids. And Marina is, of course, our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So Aloha Marina. The Intoxicators. What better name do you really think? Dangerous Surf and Rockabilly Mayhem.
Uh-oh.
They sound fun. The Fishermen. What?
Insincere.
No, they do.
Y'all, that sounds fun.
And
I just wasn't convincing.
And along with the Martini Kings, this is the other reason really to be there, the Tikiyaki Orchestra. So
the teriyaki?
No, the tiki-yaki. So the Martini Kings and the Tiki-Yaki Orchestra, I'm telling you, those are the two acts you really want to go for. Everybody else, I'm sure they're great as well, but those two.
Now, the Martini Kings were the one where I was out on the balcony, and I was just kind of sitting out there, and it was a nice warm breeze. And
I believe I was enjoying a cigarette with my seventh
really
tiki drink. And I mean, because there's no
nice
vocals.
And warm,
there's
a nice
no vocals.
Warm breeze, and it's very soothing.
They do a little xylophone. Uh-huh. They do a little ukulele. I mean, it's just, you just want to curl up on a chaise lounge in the sun next
down.
To a pool. It's wonderful.
And they were by the pool.
And then they have a marketplace. You can buy all your tiki trinkets and kitchen. It's great.
Of course.
So June 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th in Fort Lauderdale. Be there.
Or be square.
That's right. All right. What's next on the list?
Well, let's talk about why I'm tired.
Let's.
Well, I know this is not your favorite subject to talk about, but I have a new baby.
Uh-huh.
So I have a new baby. I got him 2 weeks ago.
And mind you, the gestation period was relatively short.
Right. I got a new puppy from a rescue group.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 3-month-old golden retriever, and he's precious.
I'm sure he is.
The only thing is he does not sleep. So I get maybe 4 hours of sleep a night. And it's catching up with me. So I am
Those
really
are some mighty
tired.
Big bags under your eyes.
But here's the thing. I always used to laugh at all the people who, called themselves pet parents.
Uh-huh.
You know how Petco and PetSmart, they refer to people as pet parents? Well, hot damn, I have both cards for
Petco and
PetSmart. PetSmart and Petco. Uh-huh. So this is an entirely different world for me. So I never realized how many different products were out there for animals.
Are there any in particular that surprise you?
Well, yes. First of all, the puppy drugs, the homeopathic anti-anxiety pills and or drops.
Load of crap.
That you're supposed to give your dog so he or she is not stressed out. Do dogs really need frickin' Prozac?
No.
But in this day and age, they do.
The only time I ever recall a dog needing a tranquilizer is the 4th of July.
Right.
The fireworks do have a sort of crazy effect on dogs and animals.
Well, our collie used to piss all over the carpet when it was 4th of July. She
Who?
Would freak out, our collie.
Oh.
She would piss all over the carpet, but she was a pain in the ass.
Speaking
anyway.
Of, I believe your little one did that just before you got here.
Yes, so we'll get to that in a little bit. But one of the things that I really want to try, but it's $35, they have these plug-ins with the oil that's supposed to ease puppy anxiety. It's valerian and St. John's wort.
And they recommend the same thing for people.
When we used to
And
pop
we were all popping that
at work.
Didn't work.
And, it was okay. It made things work go a little bit easier.
I think it's all psychological.
So I was so tempted to buy that. Now, they have another one that stops them from barking. Honestly, really, a plug-in, a scented oil is
removing
going to
their
stop
voice box
them
prevents
from
them from
barking.
Barking.
And the St. John's wort is going to ease their anxiety and make them stop crying. It's $35. So I was very tempted to. Well, aren't you a $2 Bangkok whore? You suck that down?
Hey, we're 30 minutes into the show. That's not exactly sucking it down.
Wow. Well, I'm just saying.
But I do have a little bit of a brain freeze right now.
I know. Why are you sucking so hard?
I could really use a hot tea or a coffee.
Oh, my God. I thought you said you already had coffee.
I did, but those were iced Americanos. Now I need a hot one.
Oh, well, okay, here's the thing. Now, I found this product, I guess it's on television, called Urine Be Gone.
Of course.
Have you ever heard of that? And the enzymes, kind of clean up all of the nasty doggy urine smell. But it comes with, or you can buy separately, a black light kit. Now, this Urine Be Gone is not only for pets. It's for people, too.
Oh, I guess.
How disgusting is that? So if someone pisses on your wall or something, and it says you can buy a black light kit, and you go around your house with this black light,
well,
and wherever there's piss, you spray this.
I'll give you the practical human application for that. I Why have would anyone I piss? Have had a luau or two where
or
I
three.
Did go into the bathroom and find it smelling oddly of urine. Now, generally, it doesn't happen because it goes in the toilet and it gets flushed and it goes away. But when people are extremely intoxicated, sometimes with Mai Tais and hurricanes and
Goldschlager.
I don't want to tell that story.
I wasn't kidding. I wasn't talking.
But they miss.
Oh my God.
They miss. Now, in my new home, I am happy to say that all of my bathrooms are either hardwood or tile. There is no carpet in the bathroom. But a lot of homes have carpeted bathrooms.
Oh my God.
And when you have a carpeted bathroom.
Is it just men or is it women too? It's just men.
I think it's mostly men.
Because when I was totally shit-faced in Japan and had to feel my way to the bathroom by going to feeling the wall, I literally held on to the toilet. I didn't miss, but I had to hold on to it. So I think it's just men.
Probably.
But I just thought that was the most bizarre thing because I bought it. I saw it at Target and I thought, great, for dogs. It's for humans.
Well, I mean,
really?
Well, no, because
is
you know,
really that much
something
of
you'll
need
see
to clean up human,
when you're
human
out,
urine?
When you're out at a club or you're out at a bar, you will often see a man standing at the urinal and he's got one hand braced up against the wall
right.
and the other hand's on his wiener. Because he needs that other hand to balance himself because they're so drunk, they're dizzy, they're falling over. Normally you can just stand there on your feet and you're fine.
Oh my God.
But sometimes you need that hand to brace yourself. Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Imagine that being your job, to clean up the bathroom.
Oh, I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Or at a bar.
No, that's disgusting.
Oh my God.
There was this one bar that I went to one time.
Oh, God.
One time and only one time. And, you know, sometimes people, especially when they're drunk, they've got their cocktail in their hand and then they go into the bathroom, but they take the cocktail with them. And this bathroom, I kid you not, around the bottom of every toilet and every urinal were dozens and dozens of empty and half-empty cocktail glasses because now they were all filled with urine.
Oh, God, no.
Yes. So people were placing them all on the floor and then they were getting filled with urine because people would piss in them. I never went back to that bar because I know damn well they weren't throwing those away.
They wouldn't throw them away.
Oh, they probably washed them, but just the fact that they were filled with urine, disgusting.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know they weren't throwing them away.
No, they were using them.
They urine out and then washed
them. Yeah, disgusting.
Oh my gosh. That is disgusting.
I'm sure that would never happen at Tiki Oasis or the Hookie Lao.
No, everyone. It's more of a, well, the one that we went to at the Tiki Oasis was, for the most part, even though there were go-go dancers and everything, it was a family.
Right.
There was a family atmosphere there.
So what else about your little doggy?
Well,
Charlie, by the way.
Yes, his name is Charlie, or I like to call him Charlie Bear, because he looks like a polar bear.
Uh-huh.
But he's precious, and I have scratches all over my goddamn arm. He's teething, so he bites the shit out of everything. He has already chewed up a lot of my clothing. We're trying to crate train him, but still, he's a little monster. I have given him carrots to chew on. I've given him peanut butter. I have given him frozen edamame.
Maybe he just needs a good gangbang.
He did start humping.
See, that's
Can
he
I
needs
tell
it.
You?
Uh-huh.
I thought, well, we had to get him fixed because that was the deal. Since it was from a rescue, we couldn't, you know, try and pimp him out and make money off of him.
Right.
So we had to get him fixed. And he turned more aggressive when we got him fixed. He was not as aggressive as he is right now. I thought they were supposed to become, you know, a little docile. But he started humping. Like we played
Weird.
Like you know, tug of war with the towel, and he starts humping the towel. He bites now. He jumps.
Well, my little kitty humps everything, too.
Oh, my God. Is she fixed?
No.
So, he's fixed.
Well, she's not, and she likes to hump shoes, mostly.
No, he prefers the towel.
Hmm.
And then, of course, I was on the phone today, and he was pissed that I wasn't paying attention to him, so he started biting the back of my leg, and then he started barking at me. And then when I kind of shooed him away, he got mad at me and pissed on the carpet.
And you had to get the urine
so
be gone,
I
right?
had, that's what made me think of the urine be gone, because I had to go get the urine be gone. But for the most part, he's a good dog. He's very smart. He already knows how to sit and stay and go lie down. Tried to open the refrigerator. So for the most part, he's a very smart dog. Now, did you know this with animals, especially with dogs? You're not supposed to say no to them. You're supposed to say out.
Why?
Because that mimics the bark of their mom when they're mad.
Oh, phonetically, I guess I could see that.
So you say
out versus out, no. Out, okay, okay. Out.
So you're supposed to like bark. And I barked at him. One day I got really mad at him and I barked at him. And he sat down and looked at me like, you fucking crazy bitch. And then he barked back. And then I barked at him again and I growled. And then he got down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember your boyfriend telling me one time about your bark.
What do you mean?
You bark a lot.
Well, and they speak dolphin, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I talk to cats.
Well, maybe you and Marina, the mermaid, should probably get together and talk dolphin or something.
You don't speak dolphin?
No, I don't.
You don't talk to your cat?
No, I know a little Klingon and a little Vulcan, but I don't know any dolphin.
You know, I speak dolphin.
No, I speak meow.
I speak cat.
I'm not quite fluent.
I speak
but,
cat
yeah.
and dog.
Well, most women do speak pussy. Most do. And a few of our listeners in particular probably speak more pussy than others.
Yes, yes.
Right. Right.
I don't know.
You know who you are.
You're just being devious right now. But I don't know, listeners, I'm up for any suggestions that you might have to have the damn dog stop biting me. I mean, he's a puppy, and yes, puppies are little pains in the asses, but any help. He is going to puppy school, so we will be taking him to puppy class. So you need to come over.
I can only imagine what's going to happen when you do that. So, well, you know what?
I'm really tired.
Well, then, you know what? We're going to give you a chance to rest for a moment. And,
okay.
And listeners, we're going to indulge you with the Bikini Beachcombers again. And without us talking over them while we introduce a cocktail, this one is called Maui Girl. Just sit back, relax, finish sipping your banana daiquiri, and enjoy.
My love for you, ooh, hicky yucky no. Your love for me, ooh, pelle no. Don't tell mama, cooly cooly, she'll tell papa, Louie Louie, Louie Louie, be like you with me now. I love my pretty Maui girl, she lives at Waikapu. With rosy cheeks and pearly, pearly teeth, and lovely nut brown hair. Her waist is oh so slender. Them all. My love for you, ooh, hicky yucky no. Your love for me, ooh, belly no. Don't tell mama, gooly gooly, shoot the papa, looey looey, looey looey, be like here with me now.
now, Pumpkin, what did you think about Valley Girl?
Once again, makes me want to go to Hawaii.
I know.
Pisses me off because of the whole stupid-ass airline situation.
It is really unfortunate.
Hawaii used to be a place where you could just kind of pop off to.
Especially from the West Coast. I mean, it's more accessible for us.
It's more accessible. You know what? I can do this. I can just go to Hawaii for a couple of days. And now you have to fly out of freaking LAX. And it just sucks my balls.
And those are some low-hanging balls, by the way.
Exactly. What's that? Do your balls hang low? Do they waddle? What's that song?
I don't know that song.
What?
That the new issue of Tiki Magazine is here.
Well, you've already started talking about it, haven't you?
Well, no, not really. So this is the spring 2008 issue.
Now, this is a quarterly magazine.
Yes, let's see what fashions they're wearing. No, seriously. But a couple things I wanted to mention was someplace I've been, Tiki Land down in San Diego is the world's largest tiki store in the USA. And I did pick up a few things. So if you happen to be down in San Diego, look up Tiki Land. Yes, like VD. Look up Tiki Land and check them out. And then another thing that I wanted to mention was, hold on, let me find the page.
You're just reading advertisements. What about like articles and things that are in there?
Well, that's next week because I just got this today and haven't had a chance to really go through it.
Oh, okay, haven't had a chance
but
to
But hold on, it. Hold on. Where was it? I thought it was interesting. Oh, yes.
There's a lot of artwork.
No, Trader Mort's, also in San Diego. And, specialty rums and a lot of the harder to find ingredients you may need for cocktails, like falernum, for example.
That sounds like some sort of disease.
No, it's not. No, it's a mixer, and it's
I got
not
falernum.
Easy.
It's my not falernum's easy. Flaring up.
Well, you know what? Then you might want to have a cocktail.
Yeah.
But Trader Mort's is also down in San Diego, and you should look them up. They're down on Shelter Island, which is where the famous Bali High is, the aforementioned Bali High. But Tiki Magazine is
that really an island?
Quarterly magazine celebrating the island lifestyle. And yes, of course, like any magazine, it has a lot of advertisements in it. But luckily, they're tiki themed just for us.
Well, of course.
And this week, or this quarter, on the cover is Norman Rockwell.
Who are those three people? It's the Norman Rockwell painting where he's looking at himself in the mirror and paint sketch.
Right, but really it's Bamboo Ben, and Bamboo Ben is a contemporary tiki artist.
Mm.
And so if you don't already have a subscription to Tiki Magazine, you can go to tikimagazine.com and you can subscribe and you will get your very own issue because there's not a lot of places where you can
How much?
Pick it up. Well, it's they're $4.99 each. And
when you subscribe, does the price go down?
It's $20.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, actually you pay 4 cents more. because they round it to 20. But convenient home delivery.
Mm.
So go get your Tiki Magazine,
convenient
okay?
Fee.
All right, there you go. Now, Pumpkin.
Yes.
I believe we've talked about this before, but you put it on there and so this restless leg syndrome, or RLS.
Now, here's the thing.
How is it tiki related?
Because it's talking about you. When we sit
a little
and
vague,
we...
But okay.
No.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
When we sit and we record our show, you are constantly moving your... See, you're being really good right now because I'm talking about it. But as we record and we do our show, your legs are constantly moving.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have restless leg syndrome.
I know, but...
And there is a drug out there to help you.
I know, but I can't take it.
So those of you people who shake your legs all the time and can't stop shaking
your legs...
But
I can't take it.
Why?
Because I already know about the side effects and it worries me.
Well, this is the kicker. Huh, get it?
Uh-huh,
it's the kicker.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, they're so funny. I didn't even mean to.
My daiquiri's wearing off. It didn't.
But anywho, okay, it was funny. Anyway, so I've never even heard of these types of side effects. Usually it's like sexual dysfunction.
Diarrhea, dry mouth.
Dry mouth.
Bloody nose.
Yeah, things of this nature. But for the restless leg syndrome, and I can't think of the name of the drug, it makes you gamble. It's prone, it makes you gamble. If you take this medication, one of the side effects is the urge to gamble.
Oh, but that's just one of the side effects.
How bizarre is that? It makes you want to go play blackjack?
The number two side effect is sexual addiction.
I don't get it.
The number three side effect is alcoholism.
So,
basically,
how
this
is this
pill,
better than making your leg shake?
This pill is basically the antithesis to Alcoholics and Gamblers and Sex Addicts Anonymous.
I don't understand. Because your legs shake, you take this medicine, and then you become an alcoholic sex addict with a gambling problem.
But here's what I think.
How did this get approved?
Alcoholics are sedating themselves, right? That's what they're doing.
Right.
Well, perhaps.
It's a downer.
Perhaps. That kind of maybe would be taking care of the RLS, should they have it, the restless leg syndrome. Gamblers are getting out their excitement by gambling.
Right. It gets
so
the
that's their outlet. And
well, it's
sex,
all addictive
and
behaviors.
Sex addicts are getting out their frustrations and their addiction through sex. So basically, maybe people like myself who aren't addicted to sex or alcohol or gambling or drugs per se, we need a pill. But the side effect is that then we want to indulge in the things that other people use as the outlet to make the restless leg syndrome go away in the first place.
I don't understand.
It is a vicious cycle. Vicious, vicious cycle.
Well, and they're all addictive behaviors. So why would you take this pill? Because you can't stop shaking your legs, but then you'll become an alcoholic. I don't understand it. I just thought that was the most bizarre commercial ever.
I would love to be one of the scientists on this study group. I
can't stop shaking my legs and back. I mean, I do that when I get bored.
Because, you know, this is, think about it. This is, so, Mary.
And this is FDA approved.
She's 57 years old. And she's complained to her husband for years that when she's sitting there in the recliner on the weekdays after work, watching the
Mary Tyler Moore.
No. She does. Watches Wheel of Fortune. Yes.
Okay.
She's watching the Wheel of Fortune, and she just can't stop jiggling her legs around on the recliner. And
she needs a pill.
And because her husband Larry is too goddamn lazy to is too goddamn lazy to oil the recliner. Therefore, it makes that noise as she's shaking.
Oh, and it makes him want sex.
As she's shaking. And she discovers this medication for RLS, and she takes it. Now, much to Larry's surprise, he can hear the game show now, but that's because Mary's not there.
Where is
Mary's at the local Indian casino, tossing back screwdrivers and throwing away her retirement
Bloody Mary,
on so. Bingo and slot machines.
Well, give it back to the Native American.
I know. So this is just a no-win. You're either going to have...
And she's paying some of those hot Native American boys for sex. Don't forget, she's got a sex problem, too.
Oh, that's right.
She's a sex addict.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're either going to have the restless legs, or you're going to be addicted. You're going to be addicted to
addicted.
Sex and drugs and gambling.
But now Larry can watch Wheel of Fortune in silence.
In peace. Yes. So I guess that is the plus side, is your spouse can now enjoy their favorite game show in
peace.
So
if you really want to get rid of your spouse, then just tell them they have restless leg syndrome. Yeah. Give them their medicine. And
I am making a note of that right now, right here.
What, that you need to call the doctor?
No. That Larry and Mary...
Oh, can't
would
forget
make,
about Larry
no,
and Mary.
No, I think Larry and Mary would make a good sitcom. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And I'm writing that down now just in case someone steals it from me.
Oh, okay.
Larry and Mary, sitcom, sexual addiction, and
because
gambling.
She's on the meds.
Oh, right. And I picture Mary as somebody who already has got like the smoker's voice.
Right.
Because I picture her
little
smoking.
Overweight.
She's chain smoking, yeah. Little overweight. She gets the little idol dolls out when she plays her bingo.
Oh.
For sure.
Is she one of the ones that you come and sit next to her and she says, this machine's taken?
Yes. And then Larry, he's the soft-spoken husband that's never allowed to say what he thinks because it's all about Mary.
But he keeps internalizing until one day he snaps and takes out the whole
right. McDonald's. It's all about Mary and there's something about Mary. But either way.
Oh, you got to be careful with that title.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to coin that. Obviously, that's right, taken. But right. So, Larry and Mary, a sitcom on a network coming very soon.
Are you sure? Now that the writer's strike's over, have at it.
Well, the writer's strike is over, but I found that I just don't care. I don't watch TV. You watch TV.
No, I watch DVDs.
If there was a nice show, well, you know what I've been watching lately?
I watch.
Oh my God!
HGTV.
Here's the segment to end the show. You know what I've been watching lately?
Oh, the segments of all segments. Take us home, Daddy.
Have y'all heard of Esther Williams?
Oh dear God! Yes, I wanted to talk about this. Oh my God!
Is that sarcasm?
What do you mean?
Okay, no.
No, you were telling me about
Esther Williams was a reluctant star during the MGM Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer heyday of musicals. But yes. Esther Williams, specifically, she was their star of water ballets.
Because she
water
was
musicals.
A swimmer. She was not
and
an actress.
She never wanted to be an actress necessarily, but it just kind of happened.
Now, how the hell did you get involved in Esther Williams films?
Because I rented.
This is the gayest thing
I know
ever. I mean, this is worse than Judy Garland.
I don't even like her. I hate her.
Judy?
Yeah, don't like her.
Oh
although The Wizard of Oz slot machine is pretty darn good. But
gambling problem.
Esther Williams. No, but I can stop anytime I want.
Oh, sure you can.
What am I talking about?
Esther Williams. How your head
rented
a bizarre Esther Williams.
I rented
film.
That's Entertainment.
Right.
Which,
with Marilyn Monroe.
No. Marilyn Monroe is not in That's Entertainment. That's Entertainment is a... It was an MGM movie made with stars like Sinatra and Elizabeth Taylor and such and such. And all it is them coming on the screen and talking about the past musicals they were in. Musicals they were in the heyday of the MGM musical. That's all That's Entertainment is. And
well, that was a song that they sang.
And one of the little segments they do, yeah. Well, because it was made into a musical. But anyways, Esther Williams had a little segment in there where they showed the water musicals. And these are the musicals where hundreds of women in neon bathing suits are doing these musical numbers in water with fountains and fire. And
their bathing caps.
Absolutely. Diving from the high dive and being plunged up, you know, to the highest heights and then falling down.
And their makeup being perfect when they get out of the water.
Yes, amazing. And so anyways, and I had seen snips of these before, but here's the thing. I love water. And I like pools, and I like water slides, and I like the ocean, and I like...
So gay.
And I like water.
Oh,
and so when I saw this, I said, I gotta rent one of these movies.
Oh my
gosh. So I rented the Esther Williams collection.
Oh my gosh, there's
five
an Esther
DVDs,
Williams collection?
Five DVDs of nonstop water
my
musicals.
Gosh. How many movies does she have?
Well, she had about 18.
But here's the thing.
These musicals, they probably sound wonderful to you, but I'm going to tell you, it's an hour and a half.
I don't think they sound wonderful
to you. It's an hour and a half of your standard MGM musical with maybe 30 minutes of the water stuff.
So
I find myself...
boy likes girl, girl likes boy.
Absolutely, always boy, girl.
Try to chase each other's drama.
And I keep finding myself fast-forwarding through the dry parts.
Right, the dialogue.
And to get to the water ballet.
Yeah.
Because I want to see the high dive, the fountains, the fires, the water slides, the
sequins.
Yes, I want to see that. It's all amazing. The underwater shots of them smiling at the camera going,
"Oh my God, I don't understand this."
So anyways,
this is so random.
I know, but I just got addicted to it all of a sudden, and because my boyfriend
my
and I,
gosh.
You know, we moved in this house and we didn't get cable, we didn't get satellite because, you know, just one bill we don't need, and turns out I don't miss TV at all.
No.
He does quite a bit. I think he's jonesing for it, but Thank God he's got like all 44 seasons of Scrubs on DVD. That's keeping him
like Weeds and Extras and The Office and things like that.
Well, I've still been watching Battlestar Galactica and Stargate Atlantis because a friend has a TiVo and whatever. But anyways, so you know, a lot of these movies involve tropical islands and that sort of setting also. So I'm sure you can see how that lures me in.
Sure.
Well, I mean, think about it. The fantasy of being on a tropical island and there's your Navy or Marine flyboy and...
you want to slap on a bathing suit, a sequins bathing suit, and red lipstick and jump in the water?
No, but you know what? If they could do the gay version of one of these movies, that would be pretty hot.
Oh my gosh.
That would be pretty hot.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's funny though? Did you know that Ricardo Montalban used to be pretty hot?
I don't know.
There was this one called On an Island with You, and it was like made in like 1948.
Oh my gosh.
Ricardo Montalban was not only, he had like a thin, tan swimmer's build.
Right.
But not a bad looking guy. Now, the Ricardo Montalban I'm familiar with, of course...
Fantasy Island.
No, not even that
Love
so
Boat.
Much, is Khan from Star Trek II.
Oh.
You know.
Now, that was a fake chest, right?
It was?
Yes.
Oh, really?
That was a breastplate.
Oh.
That was not his real body.
Okay.
That was a breastplate
that makes
that
sense then.
Put on him.
So anyways, Ricardo Montalban, not so hot now. I think he might be dead, actually. I don't know, but...
is he? I don't know.
No, I think he's still kicking.
We'll have to Google that.
But Tattoo is dead.
Yes.
He's dead. So, wow. I couldn't, you never know what you're going to find when you rent a movie from Blockbuster.
Well, you know what? I just don't understand why you don't think that Marlon Brando was hot.
No.
Oh,
no.
Come on. Streetcar Named
no.
Desire.
Stella!
Oh,
yeah,
gosh,
whatever.
No. Marlon Brando was hot.
No. Mm-mm.
Yes.
So anyways... That about does it.
I can't believe we almost forgot to talk about your Esther Williams.
Well, we got it in there just in time.
Wow. That's just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
But, you know, listeners, if you want to check
Restless
out
Restless Lake
one,
Central makes you
want
to watch
If you
want to
check out
ballets.
Just one of these movies, go ahead.
What do you recommend?
Go ahead and rent On an Island with You.
Is that the one with Ricardo Montalban?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Go get that one. Or
so that's a
possibly the next one would be Bathing Beauty, but I'll tell you right now, just fast forward to the last 20 minutes.
Don't you need to know what the plot's about?
No, because all you want to see is the water scene anyway. So fast forward to the last 20 minutes and you see this giant extravagant Las Vegas production style.
What's the reasoning behind why they have to be in the pool in the water?
Well, she's a starlet, and she's dating this guy who happens to write music, and so he writes music for the show, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Very loose, very loosely written,
hit them in the water.
Loosely written stories, and they always end up in water. So,
okay.
They always get wet one way or another.
Wow. That's fabulous.
All right, so that about does it.
I would say so. That was, yeah.
I'm sure that next week will be another intriguing
Yes.
Rendition and edition of the podcast.
And it's just us. It's just us.
Right.
No more visitors.
Yeah, last week, you know, we had the two guests, and while it's entertaining for us, maybe not so much for you, and I had to cut 2.5 hours of show down to 1 hour, and that was really difficult. But I am impressed with Harlow's story of toe rape. Probably one of the most interesting segments
Wasn't
we've ever had.
Wasn't that a song by Sublime?
Toe rape?
Toe rape.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's what it was.
It's Sublime. They have a song called Toe Rape.
So, check us out on MySpace. Check us out on iTunes. And
Facebook,
tell a friend
Facebook.
About the show. Spread us like venereal disease.
Now, I have to say, I did go to a birthday party. Speaking of spreading us like VD, I did go to a birthday party a couple weekends ago. And the people that it was a birthday party for were very complimentary and of our... show and gave us lots of compliments and told everybody at their table that they needed to check our show out. So
well,
thank you
great.
For that, and everybody's really excited.
Mahalo.
And yes, so mahalo for, you know, putting our name out there and recommending that everybody give us a listen. And everyone was really excited and said that they were going to check out our show.
Sweet.
So
to those of you who are tuning in as a result of that birthday party, aloha. Glad to have you stop by, and we hope you drink along with us. That is, of course, unless you're an alcoholic, and then you probably should just have
unless
some iced tea.
Unless you have restless leg syndrome, right, and you are taking the medication, then you have some water.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, so take us out.
So once again, listeners, thank you for joining us in the lounge, and until next time,
mahalo.
Said, I took a job at the pool in order to earn the 5 cents a day it cost to swim. I counted wet towels. As a bonus, I was allowed to swim during lunchtime.